gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
Hi there, you're listening to Disorder Radio. It is 5 p.m. on Tuesday. My name is Elizabeth Holliday, and I am filling in for Wade yet again, who is off in Rio. Today we're going to start you off with the Pack AD. They are releasing their new album, Positive Thinking, on Friday. This is the first single from that album, the Pack AD's So What, on Disorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Right, you're back on Disorder Radio. That was the Pack AD with So What. The Pack AD, Vancouver locals whose new album, Positive Thinking, as I mentioned before, will be coming out on Friday. They are going to be playing the Ponderosa Festival August 19th to 21st up in Rock Creek, BC. Actually, after I stepped in for Disorder Radio last week, I went and recorded the track for the PSA for the Ponderosa Festival. So you'll be able to hear my dulcet tones advertising that on the air pretty regularly, probably a little bit later on today. yeah, the festival is up in Rock Creek. As I said, the headliners include Black Mountain, Timber Tambor, The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, the Pack AD, and many more. The tickets are on sale right now. The three-day passes that are left are going for $169, so super reasonable for a very full lineup and what is probably going to be a very lovely time with a lot of lovely bands. So moving right along, we have, of course, the weekly charts to check in with. This week is some of the same ones as last week, but mostly some new folks. So starting with number 5, we got Lie. It's been confirmed. Thank you, Matt Muse. Lie with Truth or Consequences. Coming in at number 4 is White Lung with Paradise, who of course we played last week. Number 3 was last week's number 1, Hazy's Virgo Ox. Number 2 is The Dory's Outside Observer. And number 1 this week is Adrian Teacher and the Subs' Terminal City. The album is actually reviewed in the current issue of Discorder by Slavko Buchefal. Again, apologies. I'm mispronouncing everything today, probably, or pronouncing it right, not knowing. Either way, the album is apparently, according to Slavko, a good mix of Adrian Teacher's typically bright, infectious melodies and some real commentary on Vancouver as an increasingly corporatized city, so hence the terminal city of the title. Quite intriguing. So you can check that out in Discorder or online. And meanwhile, we're going to play you some Terminal City. This is Adrian Teacher and the Subs on CITR 101.9.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Have not talked for so long, And if we had to talk, what could we say sitting side by side? Well, so long ago we were dancing and singing. We could be together and say nothing. And so long ago, it all meant much more than this. Well, the pond, it seems so quiet tonight, and the swans are all huddled together. Well, I stand alone here on my way home again, where no one is there waiting. Well, so long ago we were dancing and singing, and it all meant something. Well, so long ago, me and my friend, we were friendly, and now we don't see each other no more.
And you're back on Discorder Radio. That was Julie Doiron with Me and My Friend. We're playing you a bit of Julie Doiron because there is a big tour homecoming show happening this Friday at the Red Gate. Previous to that, we had played you some Adrian Teacher and the Subs. They will also be playing there along with Julie Doiron, Supermoon, and Jay Arner, both of whom we played last week, and Nick Ferreo and Construction Destruction. It's a huge show. All of these bands have been touring across Canada this summer, and so they're having this sort of like end of summer reunion thing. It sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun. It's only $10. They're each going to be playing for half an hour, so a very chill night, tons of music. Definitely go down and check that out. Other shows that are happening this week, we're going to follow you up with talking a bit about the Dirty Spells. They are playing at the Lido on Thursday. Thanks, by the way, the folks from the Dirty Spells reached out to Wade to tell us that they were playing that show, so you could promote it for you here. As always with the Lido, that is a free show, so you should definitely go check it out. They are also playing Ponderosa Fest, which I mentioned earlier, so we're going to play you a little bit of the Dirty Spells right now. This is Hyper Bowl on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
Rock Creek, BC is back this August 19th to 21st, featuring such spectacular artists as Timber Tambor, Black Mountain, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, The Pack AD, Sticky Buds, Moon Tricks with Smoothie, Data Plan, Louise Burns, Dirty Spells, and many, many more. Come experience a festival that is all about the music and the fun, complete with pancake breakfast, river floating, yoga, and all the super clean mountain water you can drink. For only $169. Get your tickets now at PonderosaFestival.com and join the party.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
Hey, this is Harry from the Cat Empire. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Enjoy yourself.
All right, that was Walter TV with Candles. Walter TV, who has been touring Canada this summer as well, they just played a surprise free show at the Lido on the 5th of August a couple days ago. So if you were lucky enough to check that out, you would have seen some more great local Vancouver talent. As previously mentioned, we played right before that Dirty Spells. They're playing this Thursday at the Lido. So go check that out because it's free. And if you've never been to Lido, it's great. It took me way too long to get there. I only went for the first time, I think, sometime within the last year, and it's the cutest and nicest and coziest, and everyone's cool.
We've had some CITR events there, I believe. I believe we launched Discorder TV.
Yeah, I think that was the first time I went, actually, which was a great entry point. But yeah, the Discorder Lido is very dear, near and dear to the hearts of Discorder, which actually, later on in the show today, we're going to have Britt Bachman in, and she's going to be talking about the Lido as well, both to do with the current issue of the magazine and an event that's coming up there. So,
do you know what's right by the Lido, too?
What's right by the Lido, Matt Muse?
It's the Malcolm Biddle Shed.
The Malcolm Biddle Shed!
It's right behind,
it's right
behind the Lido. So if you are a regular listener of Discorder Radio, every now and then, it feels like at least once a month, if not more often, we'll be playing a band and we'll mention, oh yeah, and that song was recorded in Malcolm Biddle's shed.
Malcolm Biddle's shed.
And that is right by the Lido, and it's the hottest, happeningest, indiest place to record your songs in Vancouver right now, it would seem.
This is certainly true. And a little spoiler for, again, later on in the episode, we're going to be playing a new Malcolm Jack song that is recorded, and the video takes place filming him in his shed on a couch. I believe it's called the Red Couch Series. So this whole thing, all about the Lido, all about Malcolm Jack. But moving on from that, some other people, some other things that have been happening around town that are not Malcolm Jack or the Lido. We've got a brand new RLA up on the website, Fresh and New by Lily Watson. It was for a show called Are We Not at the Rickshaw, which was a recent post-punk and new wave tribute night. It's a pretty cute review. I don't know that I've read a review done for just tributes. It seems it's like a pretty interesting sort of angle to take because everyone's just sort of like celebrating their favorite people together. And so you're pretty much guaranteed to have a good time. At least that's what Lily Watson thought. And apparently the time she had. So the night featured the Plodes as XTC, Tim the Mute as Joy Division, Dumb and Shitlord Fuckerman as Devo, and the Slip-Ons as the replacements. So we're not going to play you the bands they were tributing, but rather the local dudes themselves who did such a great job. We're going to start off with a Plode's cover of XTC's Science Friction on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Someone's some bugs.
Science friction burns my fingers. Electricity is still
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Jickling of Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Thank you.
All right, we're back on Discord Radio. That was Shitlord Fuckerman with Night Pro. As posted on his Facebook recently, that song just came up on July 22nd. And he says that the name of Shitlord's next album is Night Pro. That is the titular track, Night Pro. But the rest of the album is coming soon, as in when he gets around to making it. So that might be the most we get from him for a little while. But again, he played the most recent RLA show that's just up on the website now. Right before that, we played Dumb's Give Me a Call. They were also at that show. And the Plodes cover of XTC's Science Friction. So moving right along, those are fests that you might have missed or might have happily attended. One that is coming up is a Burger Fest Volume 6. Now, when you hear Burger Fest, you might have made the move that both Matt Muse and I did, which was to assume that it was a Burger Records Fest, which I got excited about. It is not that, but it's still worth getting excited over. It is, instead of being a Burger Fest thing, it is quite different. The lineup is, as Matt Muse put it, punk and metal as hell, and features a burger eating contest. So it's put on by Black River Productions and Art Signified. It's at the Waldorf, August 13th. It starts at noon and it goes all day, and probably much of the morning. Features tons of acts, including Portland's Lord Dying, Wild Throne from Bellingham, Griever from San Diego, and then tons of local bands. I know one from Winnipeg, one from Victoria, all over the place. There is also, as I mentioned, a burger eating contest, which is a $10 entry fee, and you can do beef or vegetarian, so like anyone, mostly anyone, can join in and eat all the burgers. It's $20 at the door, which is, or with around like 18 bands an entire day, it could be very much worth it, and sounds like a very good time. Also hilarious. Also, I just went to the Waldorf for the first time for Pride like 2 weeks ago, and it was the best. And I know probably a lot of people out there are like, yeah, duh, it's the best, they've been there a million times, but it was my first time. So if you out there are listening to this and you've never been to the Waldorf, don't feel bad, and you now have a great chance to go do something like really fun and kind of weird at the Waldorf. Maybe go win a burger eating contest, who knows. So on that note, to kind of get you hyped up for Burger Fest Volume 6, we're going to throw you some Seer. This is Antibody on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, Soap Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
All right, and we're back on Discorder Radio. That was Brass with Strut Punchin' from No Soap Radio. As you mentioned before, they're going to be playing Burgerfest Volume 6 at the Waldorf this weekend, so you should go check that out, eat some burgers, see some punk, see some metal, have a time. Meanwhile, we are back here in the studio with Britt Bachman. Welcome, Britt.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Awesome. Britt, who I know was in the studio already for this issue, but as it is a double issue, we're bringing her back. And I also did want to mention that Britt wrote a particularly great editor's note this month that I really wanted to thank you for. We're not here to talk about that, though. We are here to talk about Hothead, which is a new feature of Discorder for some of our readers. Britt, what can you tell us about Hothead? The history of Hothead.
The history of Hothead. Well, Hothead was sort of revived, I suppose, about 2 or 3 months ago. And it is sort of a feedback column. So we realized that since our website doesn't really enable comments anymore, like CITR.ca and Discorder.ca, they don't enable comments, and social media was really the only way in which people could provide feedback on the articles that we were writing, the bands that we were featuring, that sort of thing, and that was a little bit limiting. And so I wanted to revive a letter to the editor column that we had once had, and that was years and years and years ago. So we changed the name, we updated it, it is now Hothead. It's for positive feedback and negative feedback on Discorder or the community that we serve. So not limited to the magazine, but anyone who's got something to say about the Vancouver emerging art scene, who thinks it's relevant for the magazine, who wants to get angry or get really happy, can email me at editor.discorder@citr.ca with their comments. We will publish things anonymously or with your name, depending on how confident you feel. And it's kind of slow to pick up, you know. We haven't had a lot of submissions to Hothead yet, but for the double issue, we actually got 2 submissions, which was pretty exciting, and Matt Muse actually read one of them on air either last week or the week before. It was brilliant.
It was a while. That was like three. It was at the start of July, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while back.
It's but just yes. burned into my memory in such a strong way.
It was like only yesterday. Yeah, that was a good one. It was about the punk scene in Vancouver and some of the less savory people in the punk scene, I guess.
Yeah.
Less punk punks.
Yeah.
Less punk punks.
What was the really good phrase? The Google punks, I think it was. The idea that you're you're the first thing, like when you image search the word punk.
The first page of results in a Google image search of punk.
Which I loved. That's great.
Yeah. And so just to clarify, that letter actually came to me anonymously. So I published it, and it was from somebody in the scene who just had some beef to let out. And there was another one as well that I don't think has been read on air yet. And that is a letter to the city of Vancouver. Are you ready to listen?
Yes, and Britt, were you gonna read that out for us?
I was thinking I was gonna read it out. Yeah,
the Discorder listeners are ready to listen.
They're
to this.
If
letter.
The city of Vancouver is not ready to listen, at least the listeners of CITR right now will be listening right now. And here we go. You talk about wanting to enhance night culture and caring about what people have to say about it, but you are so far off. In April, you gave us an online questionnaire to fill out on liquor policies with all the wrong questions, and then only 2 opportunities to voice our concerns in person at daytime farmers markets. You think the people who are really affected by the current laws around nightlife events, liquor policies, late night transit and infrastructure, and venue policies are going to be shopping for kale on kombucha between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.? No. You've been asking all the wrong questions in all the wrong ways. If you really want to know the problems around liquor policies and or venues in Vancouver, contact the people who read publications like Discorder. Thank you. Ask the people who feel forced to go to illegal venues to enjoy their music. Ask places like Redgate and Val, but be prepared to listen this time. Actually, you know what would be a great first gesture of faith towards this community? Get the Lido their patio. Seriously, it's about time. If you think a bunch of psych-loving craft beer drinkers are going to make for a rowdier scene than a patio on Granville Street, you are even more off base than I thought. And that was contributed by Lee Empress.
Wow. Thank you, Lee. That was an interesting one for me because I don't think it reminded me a lot of the piece that Brenda wrote a couple months back about nightmares after the talk she saw
in Austin. That was at the Psych Fest there.
Yeah.
Southwest.
Yeah. There we go.
I know we were both answering on the same thing. Yeah, which is interesting.
And we had Claire Bailey on a couple weeks back to sum up that feature in a tape piece from Edmonton. Or maybe that was more than a couple weeks back. But yeah, it was a great piece that you can check out. And of course, that's Nightmares, by the way, as in like leader of a city, not nightmares, which...
Nightmares. Yeah,
the whole idea is getting some people who are in the city, people who can actually make policy to research what actually happens at night. Because right now, things don't really make sense. You know, transit ends at a certain time, bars close at another time, there's a lot of fights going on, and just the way things happen at night don't really make sense. So the questionnaire that this person was referring to was actually... it was pretty, like... aesthetically pleasing. I filled it out as well, and it was around like what we thought nightlife was, and kind of the ways that the Vancouverites thought that nightlife could be improved. But it was a little bit like the questions were kind of alienating. It talked a lot about Granville Street, as if that's the center of nightlife, and a lot of problems around the nightlife aren't like places that are already operating on Granville Street. They're the illegal venues that are operating out of warehouses, and there are places like the Lido that can't get a patio after 2 years of operating safely in a location, you know? So, I really appreciated that letter.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't know that about the Lido patio.
Yeah.
And they have, like, I imagine, like, when I read this letter in the first place, I just imagined the space, and there's nothing around there. There are a couple other restaurants, like, a block away on either side that have little tiny patios that, like, don't really make much of a difference. And it's just, I don't know, the Lido seems like generally such a respectful, nice venue that I can't understand what the issue would be there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure it's some really weird policy, maybe it's like a, you know, exits thing or something. But I thought what was really interesting about this is it raised a really good topic, is the place like Lido kind of represents a community center of sorts, and it really does fill a niche in that neighborhood. And as you mentioned, there's actually not a lot of venues or anything within like a couple blocks of that. So like places like the Lido, as opposed to maybe a Granville Street bar, are the places that the city should really be looking at trying to support the culture around those places.
Yeah.
And the shout out to like Discorder readers and, you know, people who create Discorder is, I think, really special as well, because obviously we represent sort of the underrepresented. And in that particular survey, and I think just the actions of the city in the last couple of years has really demonstrated that they're not talking to us. They don't really care, or they don't seem to care what we have to think.
Yeah. They like don't really understand what it would mean to get a holistic view of what nightlife is in the city as a whole, like outside of just that downtown core. Yeah. Well, speaking about the Lido, you were going to tell us a bit about something that is coming up at the Lido.
Yeah, Quiet City series. I think it's either 25 or 28?
28.
It's a sound series, kind of a listening sound experimental series curated by Constantine Katsiris. And Quiet City is taking place at a lot of different venues around town. It's going to be at the Lido for this installment. And it's going to be a good time. It's been at Selectors Records for the last couple times, and I think they wanted a venue that was a little bit bigger. It's I like to think of it as like sound mind medicine, you know? It's something that's going to challenge your thinking a little bit, but still show you a good time. And Psychic Pollution is one of the bands that is going to be performing, which is one guy. His name is Giroux. He is a big music concert organizer in Victoria, actually. And this is his solo project, so he's going to be coming over and sharing that with us.
Very cool. Okay, so that is Quiet City. That is August 19th, so next Friday, 9 p.m. And of course, because the Lido is lovely and as always there, it is free. So go check it out.
So much Lido love.
So much Lido love today.
So much Lido love in this hour.
And to cap off the Lido love, we're going to play a new Malcolm Jack song.
Whoa.
Whoa. That was recorded, I believe, in the Malcolm Jack Shack.
No. It was recorded in Big in Japan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I was wrong when I said that before. Just kidding. Not in the Malcolm Jack Shack.
Not in the Malcolm Jack Shack.
Okay. This one was at Big in Japan, and this is the Red Couch series. This one is called Inner Circles. Thank you so much for joining us, Britt.
My pleasure.
All right, and we'll see you for next month's issue. Ooh. Meanwhile, this is Malcolm Jack, Inner Circles on Discord Radio, CIGR 101.9.
right. That was Malcolm Jack with Inner Circles on Discord Radio. Thanks again to Britt for joining us. And thanks to all of you. We're just closing up now. We're going to close off with some Shindig love. Our annual Shindig Battle of the Bands is coming up. And we are seeking submissions. They are due September 10th. So all you need is a demo of original material. Minimum 3 songs. Any format. SoundCloud, Bandcamp, MP3, whatever. Send it to shindig.submissions@gmail.com or come drop them by the station. Get yourself out there. We're going to end you off with a bit of the band that my soul association with is they spilled my beer when at Shindig last year. Matt wants to win though because he thinks they should have won. And you know what? Maybe he's right. Stay tuned for Flex Your Head. But before we get there, we're going to be playing you a bit of the Psychic Alliance. This is Aspartame Baby from Psychedelic Hamster on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.